Headline news continues to play a factor when it comes to our markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case over the last couple of weeks. Headline news has been moving our cattle markets up and down. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities, based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Well, you know, our setback was not the cash or what's going on the fundamentals. It was the Trump administration saying they want to bring meat prices down, specifically beef prices down. And so you're fighting that headline headwind. There is still demand out here. The cutouts as a whole been grinding higher. We kind of set back here a little bit, you know, the last couple of days, but hey, you know, they're higher now than they were on Monday. The demand is there. So this is not a function of, you know, people aren't looking for cattle. The numbers haven't changed. We still have a whole little bit of a hole here and not enough numbers. It's strictly if the Trump administration wants the numbers to come down, how long can the futures fight that and conversely the cash out?
And of course, another factor playing a role within the markets is the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Mexican officials would like to see that border reopen, while U.S. officials are not in that camp and are not looking to reopen that border anytime soon.
So it does sound like, you know, for now that border staying closed. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on the administration to open it up and get those cattle in Mexico up here, whether they're feeders or maybe starting to become heavy fats. We could definitely use those numbers, and I'm anticipating there'll be a day that happens, but right now, you know, the market's trying to grind its way up because we do have the demand. We do have the tight supply. It's just, you know, we're waiting for the next shoe to drop on a bad headline.
And not only has headline news been playing a factor when it comes to the livestock markets, it's also been playing a factor when it comes to our grain markets, especially our soybeans, sorghum, and wheat. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.